In Richmond Park, Alan was crying. Christine and Wayne were doing their best to comfort him. They were pretty churned up themselves. The picnic they brought with them sat uneaten. They didn't feel in the least bit hungry. Christine and Wayne would have gone for a drink in a pub, but Alan was too hysterical. They didn't want to push their luck. Every time Alan screamed, he didn't have to kill them. Christine would French kiss him to keep him quiet. She'd continue snogging until he calmed down. Then she'd wait for the next bout of hysteria to come on. Neither she nor Wayne were particularly happy about what had happened, but they both understood that the only thing they could do was to keep their mouths shut. Neither of them wanted to get done as accessories to murder. Chicken Feed had persuaded them to take part in the raid. He'd said it was for a good cause, that however it went, they couldn't lose. If they got away with it, great. If they didn't, it would be good publicity for the group. Even if they got caught, the penalty for a first offence was unlikely to be more than a fine. They could start a defence fund, which would raise money and get them publicity at the same time. Chicken Feed was some manager. Both Christine and Wayne understood that Chicken Feed hadn't counted on Case being a psychopath. Edward was a friend of Tracy's, and no doubt she persuaded Chicken Feed to go along with the scheme. Everyone knew he was in love with her.